Hello, everyone, and welcome to Calls from Home. You're listening to CITR's 101.9 FM radio, broadcasting on the unceded territories of the Squamish, Musqueam, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Calls from Home is where we listen deeply, inwards and outwards, to the voices and lessons that dwell in our stories and our reflections, and breathe love into life again and again. This is a slowly created project that explores the likes of being human and people's individual creation stories, where I, L, make space for my relations and help shape their sounds as voices, music, and beyond to be heard, listened to, and appreciated. This is Calls from Home.
Like documenting it is just like a beautiful thing to do.
Yeah.
Just documenting growth, right? Mm-hmm. Just seeing the wholeness of how you're thinking right now.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, I don't have to say everything perfectly, and I can like be, I can have moments of like strange silence, and I can have moments of like weird, like where I don't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay, because I don't have to have the, I don't have to tell it perfectly, because mm-hmm. that's not what it's about. It's like, it's for you, and it's about you getting the opportunity to be gentle with your own story, which we often don't get to do.
Today we sit with my dear friend Emma. We've known each other since we were 5, but came to start spending time together 10 years later at 15. We've lived in the same neighborhood our whole lives, so it feels like Emma has been a force of kindness and care for as long as I have been. She has offered me her presence time and time again, held me and picked me up to dust me off, to remind me of the small, simple pleasures and take it all in step by step with me. I hope I can be that for her too here, with a little bit of trying and effort and articulation. So if you're in the mood for giggling, the awe of aging, Vancouver's crow noises, tea sips, and hopeless teen spirit frustration, you are in the right place.
Yeah, so I had like a very interesting interaction, I guess, the other day on Saturday, where my grandma's friend was really wanted to see me,
mm-hmm.
because she hadn't seen me since I was like, what, 4, 2?
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, I know. Whoa. Or maybe it wasn't even that. It was a little, maybe it was like 8 or something, I don't know. But she was just like, I need to see Emma. And I was like, okay, I do not remember this old woman, but I will go
like
and
see her. Like, she heard you were in Vernon, and was
yeah.
like, I need to, okay.
Well, like, you know when older people are like, I remember you when you're this tall, and you're like, I have no idea who you are.
Yeah.
That was the vibe. But she's a very sweet lady. And, it's so strange having like meeting someone, like seeing someone again who has like known you of your existence your whole life,
mm-hmm.
but you just like are reminded of them.
Yeah,
it's a weird
know.
thing. But anyways, she made a comment where she was like, when I was your age, being how old I am now, like But she's like, I could never imagine myself being this old. And I think she's like 70. Like playing like cards with my grandma and her husband, like in the garden. She's like, I could never imagine myself being this old. And I was like, if you truly like recognize and like know yourself, you won't lose that. The way your body changes. Yeah. Like, it's not just who you are. Mm-hmm. It's literally like what you are. What you are changes. And because we can never imagine ourselves being that old and having our body physically change.
But
and
it's also
it made me freak out a little bit. I was like, I want to be able to do what I'm doing forever.
Yeah. But, of course.
But you come to terms with that.
Yeah, because you don't have a choice.
You literally don't. You don't. Oh my God, no.
But it's like there's something wonderful because we think about becoming old as like this big event. Mm-hmm. That it's like you're gonna hit 50 and then you're gonna start becoming older, whatever. But it's like our bodies are changing now. You know, our skin changes every 30 days. Our
blood taste buds change. Yeah. Like, I used to hate oranges. And, well, I still hate bananas. But, but like, when I was younger, I was like, oranges, disgusting. Grapes, disgusting. Yeah. And now I'm like, delicious.
Yeah. And so it's like, we change, like, our bodies are already changing. We're already becoming old. I'm aging. My body is going into a state of, like, transformation constantly, right?
Yeah.
So I guess the, like...
It's just so slow.
Yeah.
Like, everything just happens so slowly, mm-hmm. but until you finally, like, check in, mm-hmm. and you're like, oh, dang. Mm-hmm. I'm somewhere else now. Mm-hmm. I'm someone else now.
We often sit, her and I, and think out loud together about how we fit into the stream, where we are going, and if we can keep up. We've helped one another swim and trust the flow and committed to riding the waves, no matter how big that they get. It's so lovely to sit down and think about what to write and say about a person that you care for and how they exist to you, what they're made of, and how they've shaped your own self, just to appreciate.
So what it like, how do you check in?
I don't whenever we have conversations like this, right. Like whenever I see my friends or mm-hmm. talk with people in my life, mm-hmm. That's like always a form of me checking in on them as mm-hmm. well as me like reflecting on myself, mm-hmm. because I feel, you know, it's like that level of care mm-hmm. that you feel. You're like, I care for them, I want to hear what's going on with them,
yeah.
Right. And where they're at, and
it's like an opportunity to like mutually reflect.
Yeah, it's good.
It's interesting because like that woman said to you, I would never see myself being this old, mm-hmm. and in a way you could look at a younger version of you and that version of you would not see yourself being this version of you, you know what I mean? And it, maybe it's not even versions, but like
it's just who you were being, like
your stage in growth, your stage in development,
like you know, you're always like 15, you're like, I cannot wait to be 18,
yeah,
I cannot wait to be older and graduated, and you're like, but then you're like, I don't even know where would I go to school, mm-hmm. This is my life right now, I've been in high school forever,
mm-hmm. I'm never leaving,
high school's forever.
Yeah, like things, it's just this feeling of like things keep going,
yeah,
and you can't stop anything, you can't stop it, no. But you also don't really want to.
Well, there's so much curiosity, mm-hmm. you're always so like, you want to just have a little peek, mm-hmm. you're like, okay, what's it gonna be like, mm-hmm. that's when like you need the intuition, mm-hmm. to like feel, and that's why mistakes are so important, because mm-hmm. you gotta feel it, mm-hmm. to know if it's gonna be right or not, mm-hmm. You could just do so many wrong things, mm-hmm. but then in the end, you'll still be turn out okay.
Yeah,
you'll still be good.
As long as there's breath, you know, there's hope, and there's mm-hmm. there's always changes, always possible.
Yeah, and you just gotta take it slow. Mm-hmm. Take it slow. Take it easy.
We talked some intuition, which can mean a lot of different things to different people, but the following conversations take place both in the summer and the winter, and there's a blend of both wavers of difference and streamline of sameness in the ways that we are reflecting, which is really interesting. Here it is spoken as a comfort point that is a home within yourself, one to be cultivated, practiced, and most of all protected.
So how do you feel like your intuition has guided you in your own...
Checking in on my intuition is how I would normally check in with myself for myself, right? It's like, I guess, I don't know, recently, and I was like, things just feel good right now. And like, whereas like I could say maybe 6 months from back, 6 months ago, they did not feel super great. And I was like, something's off. And then you change something slightly, like I don't have very big changes in my life very often. But you maybe, I don't know, you switch up your little morning routine. Try eating an apple every day. That's what I did.
That's what I did, yeah.
Apple and peanut butter. You switch up your peanut butter.
Yeah.
Like, they don't have to be huge. Small things that make you just a little bit more comfortable with yourself. And your feeling.
Yeah.
And, like, who you are with, how you are with yourself, how you talk to yourself. Is another big thing.
To check in,
yeah.
So what does your intuition make you feel or tell you when you think about, when you think the thought of, like, how am I in this chapter in my life? How has this, like, how have I come here? How, what has guided me here? How much of it was me? How much of it was just the way things worked out?
Some of it is, like, you just gotta wait for the in the long haul and just get it done. Some of it is, like, I gotta actually make a decision and stick to it, which is hard. Because you, some, like, you want to pick the you want to pick the best option every time. But you don't know which option that is. It's like, do I stay with my comfort? Do I let things just stagnate?
Yeah.
Or do I choose the more difficult route and give that, like,
risk a little
give
bit,
that
right?
risk of maybe being a little bit more content.
Yeah, the, and the way we have to risk things for happiness, right?
Yeah.
So how do you feel like you've made, how have you made decisions?
By being uncomfortable. By, you know, you feel sad or disconnected from yourself, and you're like, why am I disconnected? And sometimes, you know, you don't understand, so you always just put the blame on yourself. You're like, what's wrong with me? Why am I, why can't I just be happy? Things are good right now. But things aren't actually good. And part of you knows that, which is your intuition, in my words. And then you're like, okay, well, and then starts, like, the imagining. You're like, what if I did not do this?
Those ideas, right?
Yeah.
That's where ideas are birthed, when you, like, trust yourself.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, maybe I am upset, and maybe I can change this.
Yeah, maybe I can, like, get out of this situation.
Yeah.
And you always can.
Yeah.
You can get out of it.
Yeah.
Whether it be, like, you know, quitting a job. You're like, I am over this. There's so many more jobs. Or, like, asking for help or guidance from your friends. Or just, like, literally just someone to listen to you, like, I brainstorm.
Of, like, what could I do?
Yeah.
To change things.
And,
yeah.
And then sometimes just waiting. And testing it out, seeing, like, if it will change.
Right. Just being like, okay, if I don't do anything, what will happen? So what have you learned about yourself?
What have I learned about myself?
In these years of, like, waiting and trying new things and new experience.
For me, age is, like, what? like 13 to 19 even, mm-hmm. I was going out. Mm-hmm. I was talking to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. I was dealing with a lot of mental health stuff. Mm-hmm. And, like, trying to understand how that impacts my life. Trying to understand how... It was, like, I got to trying to be, like, a new person, almost. Because mm-hmm. I wasn't as shy as I once was when I was younger. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, there's so many things you can do when you're not really that shy. Like, I talk about it kind of, like, with a good, like, happy voice, because I want to sound hopeful.
Yeah.
But also, it was probably, like, the most depressing years of my life.
Absolutely, yeah.
Because it was when I was drinking a lot. Because I was like, if you drink, you're not anxious and shy. And you can go out to parties and meet cute boys and girls and, like, make new friends because you, like, you feel like you don't have that many friends. Whatever that means. Yeah. Whatever. You just want to feel wanted by others.
Yeah.
You just want
to belong to people and to a place. And
yeah, so that's, like, what I mean by, like, experience. Like, you experience the things you thought you wanted.
Mm.
And then realize that's not really what you wanted. Mm. Oh, not helping me at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's, like, the big thing. Is, like, you try it.
So did you, like, take, when you were on this medication, did it push you to a, like, place within yourself where you, that you didn't know was there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because I was so shy.
Mm-hmm.
A medication?
Yeah, I feel like that was, like...
That was definitely a turning point. It brought me out of my shell a lot,
mm-hmm.
but to the point where it made me manic. Mm-hmm. And I was, doing things that I normally would not do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
And how did you get out of that?
When I realized I was still sad. Mm. And I was like, wow. Things are worse now than I thought they could be. Mm. I thought I was supposed to be getting better.
Yeah.
So I left that psychiatrist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When I was 15, and then I stopped seeing them maybe when I was 16, like late 16. Mm. And then I like bounced around to like a couple other therapists while not being on any medication, which was hard.
Mm-hmm. 15 was grade 9.
Yes.
Or something?
Yeah.
Right.
Because grade A was really hard for me as a youth.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Just the newness of, like...
Oh, my God.
The high school and the...
Yeah. The switching up.
Yeah.
Which is why, like, for me, a change... Though I talk about change as, like, a good thing, it can also be, like I said, extremely difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Because when there's such a drastic... Which is why I like small change. Like, such a drastic change can really make everything really turbulent. Like, going into grade 8 from grade 7 was really hard because I was around a lot of new people. I was very out of my comfort zone and so anxious and sad. And then graduating, I was like, yeah. And then starting at Langara, I was like, okay, this is like a medium size, like... change, like, I can kind of handle this, it's kind of exciting, and then kind of got sad and anxious again, but got used to it, and then I was like, yeah, I'm leaving Langara, I'm going to SFU now, woo! And then I got there, and I was like, oh my god, this is hard, this is so hard, and just, like, became so nervous about everything, and stressed out that I wasn't going to be good enough. Yeah. Like, big changes like that can definitely shake up a lot of things. Like, even starting a new job, which is why, like, you know, I stayed at a shitty job for such a long time. And then finally I was like, I'm over it.
Mm-hmm.
And you change that, and it feels really good, but then you're like, I miss that comfort, right?
That it's difficult to think about the changes that have happened.
Mm-hmm. And... when I talk about it again, I'm reminded of how difficult it was, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's heavy to remember of what you've been through. and this is like for all everything, to be like, wow, I went through that. God, that sucked.
But also that you got through it.
Yeah.
You know, like, that the change was so brutal and, like, terrifying, but that you're also able to talk about the change, because that's all it was.
Yeah.
Was a change.
Which definitely, like, it's way easier now, because I've come, like, to peace with it. Mm-hmm. Though it's still painful to think about. Mm-hmm. I think it kind of always will be.
Yeah.
At least right now.
Yeah.
My thought process. It was a lot of, like, why at myself. Mm. Why is it this way?
Mm. What were you able to hold on to that, like, helped propel you forward? Like, what were some things that, like, shaped who you were as a kid and as a growing person that you could fall back into and remember that then, despite the, like, overwhelmingness of life and the world, you kept on keeping on?
Yeah, I would definitely say, like, my relationships, like, to my family and friends, like, all of you guys, like, my mom and my grandma, like, they just provide so much strength. They are just such strong women that I, like, I can, like, see myself and be proud of who I am through them, almost. Because, like, the love my grandma has for my mom is in me, too. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, I don't know. It's just one big caring, wonderful thing that everyone has. Like, there's, like I said, they're so strong. Mm-hmm. Like, they've both been through so much. And I'm like, if they can get through it and still be happy and comfortable in themselves, then, like, there's gotta be something about this that makes it good. At least that's like 16-year-old Emma speaking. Yeah. It's like, there's gotta be, like, something.
Right, like, you see these, like, strong women who are telling you, like, just hold on, man. Just hold, like, you got it, Emma.
Yeah, like they believe in you so much, like, and then, like, so there's, like, the believing and, like, the loving aspect of family, and then, like, with friends, it's, like, the fun. It's, like, right, life can be so much fun.
Yeah.
When you're with people you really care about and, like, know care about you, too. Mm-hmm. Like, and just want the best for you. Mm-hmm. Like, that's, like, the best thing that someone can ask for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's so nice.
If I'm, like, feeling nervous or anxious or something, like, I'll think of you, Matola, Stella, and I'll be like, oh, I just love those people so much. And I'll be like, I'll think of my mom, I'm like, oh, good. Yeah. And, like, I'll think about these people, and I'm like, God, I'm just surrounded by so many good people in my life. I just love it so much.
Yeah.
And it just gives so much comfort
to
know that there's people out there like that, right?
Yeah, totally,
yeah, so, like, it's just even, like, the comfort. It's not even a specific memory. It's just the feeling of being with someone you love. Mm. That is, like, enough.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you think of, like, what they would say to you.
Yeah.
In a stressful... Like, I do that all the time. I'm like, I'm stressed out. Okay, what would this person say to me right now? What would this person say to... And it's so soothing. Because it's, like...
It's a little the feeling secure. Of knowing
someone. And what they would say. And being like, I'm so lucky that I know that what they would say.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like you're just so thankful for everyone in your life.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes me really happy.
Yeah.
Like, it's like love and trust and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I think a big thing as of lately that I've learned is to trust a lot of things in my life, and that they will stay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But the fact that we can, like, talk about things when there's an issue.
Yeah.
And then there's this, like, this care that goes beyond that fear. It, like, trumps it.
Wow. Beautifully put. Yeah. The care for the other person that goes beyond the fear of losing the person.
Yeah.
Where you're like, I'm so scared of losing you, but that's also out of care.
Yeah.
And it's like, I want you to love me, yeah, but, like, I love you.
Yeah.
And I, like, I have so much care and, yeah.
Yeah. It's important, right? And, like, people disagree, or, like, just, there's a conflict.
Yeah.
Conflicts happen in life.
Yeah.
Like, it's natural. But yeah, like, I get that. Like, you know, it's like, oh my god, that, why isn't it just working out like it normally should?
Why can't it just work out? But then you realize, like, it is. You're just gonna have to let it work out.
Like, it'll get there. It's just probably not comfortable.
And it's like, you want those immediate reliefs, right? Of like, tell me I'm right and that you love me so that we can move on and we can live another day.
Yeah.
But it's like, we will live another day even if we don't solve it all right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's hard to come to terms with.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not easy.
Okay. Let's see here. Blend equal parts science and stories. Add a few shakes of music and soundscape, and wrap it all up in a big question. How can we see this more than human world in a new light and take part in shaping a healthy Anthropocene? Catch Future Ecologies every Sunday at 8 a.m. on CITR.
CITR is powered by Guayaki Yerba Mate. Yerba Mate is a naturally caffeinated drink that comes in a variety of formats, from loose leaf to cans to bottles. Yes, the yellow ones. Guayaki Mate is all organic, non-GMO, and sure to make you come to life. Guayaki is more than just a Yerba Mate brand. They're focused on personal, social, ecological, and cultural growth through their commitment to regenerative practices, which includes stewarding the South Atlantic rainforest and partnering with indigenous South American communities through the production of yerba mate. Visit guayaki.com, G-U-A-Y-A-K-I.com, to learn more and find this delicious drink near you. Or stop by CITR station on UBC campus for a free yerba mate can.
I wanted to offer Emma's family a chance to share and be a part of this episode, piece of the project, whatever you want to call it. Her home and family have been such a comforting space for me to be nourished and grow up in alongside her for a long time now. And somewhere I always feel accepted and taken care of, looked out for. Even as we continue to age past our parents making decisions for us, from our high school selves to now, forever figuring out who and how we want to be. So here is a note from her mom, Tina.
Emma gave me the best gift in life, and that was to become a mom. Emma's mom. She has a wicked sense of humor and is forever making her family laugh. Her compassion and understanding knows no bounds. And whoever is within her circle is so fortunate to be there. When she was little, we were shopping at a Mexican market, and she had asked me to buy her a ring, and I had told her no, she didn't need one. So she came over and kicked me in the shin. This caused her grandmother to laugh and laugh, and me too eventually. She just has such a subtle way of being. She is pure joy. And I love her so.
I think about some of the hardest situations, like, I've been through, and, like, she's always been there, been, like teasing me.
Mm-hmm.
Just bringing it, like, lighter. And I'm, like, not in, like, a disregard your feelings kind of way, but, like, a, you know, you feel bad right now, but don't worry. Like, there's still, like, a little bit of light, in, even in the darkest of situations.
Mm-hmm.
So,
That's...
let them experience that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Calm down a little bit, and then be like, well, how about that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of crazy. And then be like, yeah, it was a little bit.
It's kind of like the notion that if we survived it, then, like, we can find a way to laugh about it.
Yeah.
Know? Like, if we made it through the, like, big feeling or, you know, something almost killed us but didn't kill us, and it's like, it's almost like a duty of, like, okay, find a way to laugh about it because it didn't kill you. Like,
yeah, you're good.
Gotta find a way.
Baby, see how I've been living. Velvet curtains on the windows too. Keep the bright and unforgiving light from shining through.
For me, a big part of loving people, you know, it is that caring. You have, it's kind of like therapy a little bit. We were talking about this. It's like you build that foundation of trust and compassion, caring for the other person, being like, I would like this closeness with you. And, like, those, to support each other through the hard. But also, the fun. You gotta go do things, experience things, grow together through these, like, shared experiences. And for what? It's, like, you need those heavy moments of growth to enjoy the light, fun moments. Like, that's kind of, it's, like, the same with self-growth, you know? Like, you gotta go through the motions to enjoy the fun.
It's
like with everything. But it all goes back to being honest about, you know, yourself.
It's like the joy that comes with being able to have more years to reminisce on and look back on, and more years to, more growth to track and be like, huh, remember when I was so freaked out about that and now I'm not anymore? Like, you experience the height of your fears and the calmness of your peace more and more, that, like, I think there's something so filling about that. Just evolving as people.
And what is it? I'm an ever-changing being whose interests are massive. And sometimes I go back to the old things that bring me comfort. I don't even know. I'm still figuring it out. The bottom line is I'm still figuring it out.
And maybe that is the patience, you know? It's just, like, letting yourself not have the answers and be like,
sometimes it's,
I don't actually know.
I don't really know. But one thing my mom tries to say is, like, that peace begins with me, which is, like, a sweet reminder. So that kind of is, like, a recentering thing, or, like, the thought of, like, I will always return to ground zero, you know, like, no matter what, like, nothing is forever.
In a lot of ways, I think that we should feel really lucky to be listening to Emma. She has needed to overcome a lot to be here, a lot of pain, a lot of doubt, a lot of fear. And there is something incredibly comforting to sit with this audio of her reflections and her wisdom. She has an incredible faith in the unknown and practices this in the ways that she shows love.
What I get my hope from is those good moments where you experience something so, like, I don't know, powerful or something, and then you think, oh, this is what it's about, you know? It's like when you've been laughing so hard or learning something new and, like, being amazed again. Like, I think everyone's pretty tired, and you see, like, over, like, the top of the house, the sky is kind of orange, and we're like, let's go run down to the sunset real quick, let's go down. And so, like, we all, no one has their shoes on, we're just, like, booking it to the sunset, and you just, like, sit there, and you're just like, I'm just gonna appreciate this. And also, like, the day before we left, you know, we're just sitting at, like, the water, watching the sun go down, because it goes down really fast. And you're like, I'm just gonna appreciate this here while I can before I go. Like, yeah, just being, like, literally so amazed by the earth and, like, how beautiful it is.
and taking that time to appreciate it, and like, yeah, that feeling of like, yeah, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. Yeah, is appreciating.
I'm supposed to be like living here, looking at this.
Yeah.
Or like, whether, yeah, and I was like, that's where my hope come from. That like maybe I'll be able to experience that again.
Right.
You know.
Remembering.
Yeah.
Like this is what it's about.
Like you'll have a really fun time with your friends, and you'll be like, this is it.
Yeah.
This is why I'm here right now.
The only way I've been able to put name to it in this curating process is that her vulnerability assures me that I am not alone in my fears, in my confusions, and in my own pains. That we are in this together, and that there is an unspoken deal that we will not give up.
I like to just be with people. Like, I need. Mm-hmm. That's why I went into like this kind of route with like psychology counseling.
Wow, yeah.
Thing is, like, I've known this like my entire life. Mm-hmm. Like, that this is kind of what I want to do, mm-hmm. which is such a weird thought to have. Right. Like, some people just like know what they want.
Yeah.
And they're like, I'm going there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I recently had the thought of like, would I do anything else? And I was like, no.
Cause I found the baby I got out of grind. Got my Mercury and drove out west. Fell to the mill and my luck to the test, baby. Sweet baby. I've been trying to enjoy all the fruits of my labor. Baby, sweet baby, if it's all the same, take the glory any day over the fame, baby. Sweet baby, I've been trying to enjoy all the fruits of my labor. I've been crying for you, boy, but truth is my savior. Baby, sweet baby, if it's all the same, take the glory any day over the fame, baby. Sweet baby.
I find, like, I'm on, like, the brink of, like, I want, like, I'm curious about myself. Like, I want to know about her.
Yeah.
So I'm, that's why I'm, this year, we were talking earlier, I'm like, I would like to have more fun in my life.
Yeah.
Because I want to know what makes, what is fun for me, mm-hmm. and what experiences I can have.
Mm-hmm.
Learn a little bit more about myself.
For when you listen back to this, advice for yourself then. Like, advice for a future you. You know?
So, I'm like nervous to talk to her.
But it's just you.
I know.
But it's like a weird like challenge of time where I'm like, yo, I'm talking to like the future version of me, but also from the present version that will then be the present
version. I'm talking to my idea of future me, but like I could be so wrong.
Yeah.
Literally.
But yeah.
But it also could be so right. Who knows?
Yeah.
Keep on going on. I feel like, yeah, that reminder, I feel like, that I said with, like, during the fluctuation question is, like, the most important thing to keep in mind, that it's, like, you will return no matter what to a base one. And also, that, like, going through things, like, whether it be, like, emotionally, like, feeling things or, like, a situation that's challenging is not always the bad. Like, you can... sometimes avoiding it or like trying to skirt around it is harder.
Like, I can always take a step back and take 3 breaths,
mm-hmm.
like at any point, at any time, and no one's gonna hate me for that, and no one's gonna like run away.
No.
Like,
yeah,
when I'm not looking, you know, it's like I can always just like
chill out a little bit
and be okay, you know.
As this comes to an end, I have been struggling with being able to find all the words to say to wrap it up,
and show appreciation. But I am also realizing that I will never be able to say enough and all of the things. And I can try, which is important, but will ultimately always fail, which in some ways is a success, because that means that there is always more to do, to say, to engage in, and a success because I experienced trying in the first place and it all.
Second show added. MRG Live presents Haley Hendricks at the Biltmore Cabaret on April 19th. Haley Hendricks is a rising star in the indie folk scene. Her unique voice and intricate guitar playing will leave you spellbound. Don't miss the chance to see Haley Hendricks perform live at the Biltmore Cabaret. Tickets available at admitone.com. TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
Before we carry on with our days and life and closing tune, I'd like us to take a second to breathe into ourselves and just feel our feet on the ground, our bodies, whichever foundation they touch, letting us feel how breath is even possible as a thing for just a moment, how it can, you know, bring us back to ourselves and how we are always relating to each other, the land, allowing us to ask how to balance it all in a good way. It's a hard question. It's a big thing. The medicine wheel teaching, it uses the four directions to illuminate how we all come from different places with unique lineages of stories and all have things to learn from one another about how to be. May we continue to honor this in all the relations that we move in, remembering that it is the land and each other that sustain us, to which we belong, and to advance with intentional, inclusive, and consensual ways. For me, this means moving slowly, allowing myself to slow down. This project set out to ask the questions that bring us closer together, closer to understanding and finding a way forward. This is in part how I've come to think that when we speak of decolonization as a theory, as an act, as an ontology, what we are really meaning is love, and for the world to feel like home. It is beautiful, but it is uncomfortable, and it is ache-filled, and it is the hard work of living, of dwelling, of getting still and waiting so that the growing can turn into the real life roots. To Emma, thank you, thank you, thank you for being you and for being a friend. Happy birthday to you. May we live long, true lives of finding all that we are looking for and of what we are not yet sure we want and need, but do. Here is a message from your grandmama.
Hello, Emma. Happy 22nd birthday. You are an awesome, kind person. I, your granny, loves you a whole bunch. I have many fun memories of you. Here's one of them. In Mexico, you asked your mom to buy you a necklace. She said no. You promptly kicked her in the shin. I always laugh when I think about that story. I'm happy to celebrate your special day with you. You make the world a better place.
I can see Emma and I, when we are perhaps much older, at her grandmother's age, having lived through all of what we have and do, after having worked so hard to keep love and joy alive. We will live long lives because we believe that we can. And we will be smiling together because we are smiling now, knowing all the meaning that exists between one another for free. Because we have seen already much too many things work out to believe otherwise for life. I will finish with this quote by Gioconda Belli in her book, The Country Under My Skin, where she says, "These days when cynicism abounds, when we easily become dismayed, lose faith, and renounce dreams, I write down these memories in defense of the kind of happiness that makes life, and even death, worthwhile." So let's keep waiting, and let's keep seeing, and living for more. Contact me. My email is listed on the show's page at citr.ca. My name is Elle, and thank you for listening.